Welcome to the Bards FM podcast. This is Scott Kesterson, and tonight you're listening to Are You Prepared? This war is real. Fighting is everything. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Tempt not the righteous man to draw his sword. Conviction, righteousness, ruthlessness. To understand tolerance, you have to understand the line of intolerance. War is the teacher, soldiers are the students. They become the bards of war.
Good evening, patriots. And today is Tuesday, October 5th, and the world continues to spin out of control. I had told you tonight was going to be the interview with Dr. Lee Merritt. That got pushed to tomorrow night. I had to, we had a sudden drop of a couple cords of wood in the driveway, and I had to get it going and stack it. So, anyway, I just got someone said there's no sound. Can you hear? Is everybody hear me? 5-5, real quick. Give me a thumbs up. Okay, so no problem. Anyway, the interview with Dr. Lee Merritt will be tomorrow night, and then on Thursday night will be the interview with Dr. Eric Napudi. And that's both of those are really powerful, and they are mutually supportive of each other and really important to listen to. But tonight is equally important because we're going to dig into some of the topics and framework of the question of are you prepared? The world is changing and unraveling faster than we can possibly imagine. And it's no time to be sitting. So before we start tonight, this Bards FM is made possible by Expedition Coffee, XPED, Expedition Coffee, which is fundamentally part of improving your gut health and your whole body health as a result. What is coming out more and more is that COVID, which is SARS-CoV-2, is actually designed in such a way to attack your weakest link in your body, which for most people is their small intestine, which is part of your leaky gut syndrome or problem. And part of the Expedition Coffee that was designed in such a way, engineered to help heal that. So that's part of the coffee. Obviously, it gives you a great boost in energy. It enhances your serotonin, which provides you better mental health and gets blood flowing into your brain. And then there's also the part where it's starting to help improve your gut health, which overall helps your whole health. And that's part of the whole body systems that we're rolling out here piece by piece. So you can find Expedition Coffee at Expedition Coffee, XPED, expeditioncoffee.com, or you can also go to bardsfm.com/coffee. You can check it out. There are 30 servings per container. It's the only coffee I drink now. One time a day is all I need. It carries me for the entire day. I feel great. Everybody I know that's using it is loving it. It is a fantastic product, so I'd highly encourage you to check it out and make it part of your daily diet and or drink pleasure or whatever you want to say. Also, we have our incredible supporter and sponsor, which is MyPillow, MyPillow.com. That's Mike Lindell's amazing company. Mike Lindell, as we know very well, is one of America's great patriot and CEOs. He continues to just bat 500 for the nation, never stopping, fully unrelenting in his attempts and in his push to get intellectual integrity and reveal the evil that's coming at them. And he is one of those that understands how to stand. Mike is a Christian. He gives to this nation like no other. So head on over to MyPillow.com, scroll on down to the radio listeners box on the front page. You'll find all sorts of amazing savings. Great towel sets right now for Christmas on sale, regular $109.99 down to $39.99. It's a six towel set. My slippers on sale for 50% off. There's great savings on mattresses, which also now include sheet and pillow combinations as part of the purchase. All of those savings can be yours using your promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S, B-A-R-D-S. I use those products, and like I've told you, there's nothing on this channel I will ever promote that I haven't tried or used myself. So I use these products. They're fantastic. Their quality is amazing. Their customer service is unbelievable. Just a great company all around, through and through. Representative of who Mike Lindell is throughout his entire company, which is impressive. So forget all those other box stores and nonsense that goes on online. You can go direct to MyPillow.com for your home needs. They're a great company. Encourage you to support them as they continue to support Patriots all over the nation and all over the world. So Patriots, tonight we want to dig into really a lot of things of your mindset for preparing. And I know that I've been talking a lot about this, and it's not something I'm going to stop talking about because it's getting to be very critical. That number of ships now that's sitting off the port of Long Beach is now in excess of 75. Now, I want you to understand when we say that, these ships are well over a mile long. They're like a massive shopping mall in size. And the containers that they have on board on them have everything from vitamins to drugs to parts for American business. This is the beginning of a major, major breakdown of the supply chain. And even if they rolled those in today, there's just not enough people to move that stuff. And so not to mention the degradation that's happening with these products the longer they sit at sea and exposed to sea salt. They'll tell you that won't happen. That's garbage. Sea salt's going to eventually wear it down. And so many products that are on there you may end up buying, but they'll just be junk. So we are in a critical problem here, and that's one of many things. The government is going out of its way to block ivermectin from coming across the border now. They're trying to block vitamin D, the sales of. They're trying to block NAC, which is another amazing supplement for your lungs. They're trying to block every turn they're trying to block. The other thing they're now kind of getting a corner on is they're trying to make sure you can't get oxygen tanks unless you go through a hospital. So you can see the way this is setting up. And they're squeezing down because our government is the enemy of the people. If you didn't see today, the FBI has now requested search categories with IP addresses of what people are searching for as part of this setup to start proclaiming people to be domestic terrorists. The Garland, who's a jackass as a attorney general and a communist whore, he is now declared that the FBI needs to start investigating any parent that speaks up at school board meetings to declare the people of the country domestic terrorists. This is where we are. Our government has completely turned against us, as our founding fathers knew that it would. And that critical component there, we are no longer living in anything that resembles the constitutional republic. We are now living in what our colonists understood, which was abject, absolute tyranny, and we are there. So don't fool yourself. And on top of this, we have major reveals that keep coming out, which is important to appreciate why this is all happening, because people are protesting against injection mandates. You have the truth leaking out more and more about what they have done with the election fraud, which is just all over. Remember, when this comes out, you're going to realize that you have never, let me say that again, you have never voted for anybody freely. They have always rigged every election in your life. That is how bad this is. And not only when we say they, these are people that are, some are domestic and some are offshore to the United States. They have been manipulating our elections for years. That's why they're in such a panic, because when this comes out, you're going to realize your vote never counted. It's horrific. We are discovering more and more that hospitals are intentionally killing people. Doctors now are leaving, and we're learning some about this, that there are many doctors that have tried to impose good protocols. I learned this today from Dr. Naputi, that there have been doctors that have tried to impose positive COVID treatment protocols. That means ivermectin, vitamin C, low oxygen inputs, these sorts of things they know are cure people. They put them in on their shift. They go home. They come back after the night shift, and they discover that everything that they put in place was erased, and the person is now on a ventilator and being given Remdesivir, and they're getting ready to just croak. So they get a massive bonus every time they use Remdesivir. That's Fauci's drug that they pulled from the market after they used to try to use it in the whatever that monkey blood infection was in Africa. So what we're really witnessing here is the depth of corruption of this entire, thank you, someone just wrote on the board, Ebola, thank you. And it is this constant attack on us is not new, it's just come out in the open. And now that they're exposed, you can bet they're going to quadruple down. They're going after the kids. They're going to try to go after every single person because they know one thing. The only way they can save themselves is to get more people injected, which leads to more people ultimately either dying or being transitioned into this transhuman model. That's very critical. That's what Dr. Meredith and I talked a lot about today, which you'll hear tomorrow night. So the big question right now, as we face this, is the question of, are you prepared? And that's a question you need to ask yourself every day because it's a mindset. We talked about this last night on the show with the resistance chicks, and as they had said very well, prepping is not a one-off thing. It is a constant mindset. So if you say you're going to, and really we'll even use beyond prepping, it is the homesteading concept. You're trying to build your home into this sovereign space. No matter whether you're in an apartment, whether you're living in a trailer, whether you're camping, whether you're living in a urban setting, or whether you're living in a rural setting, and it makes no difference. It's the mindset that you're trying to ensure that you are as independent of the system as possible. And so the fundamental way to kind of look at this is to start with we can look at the Maslow hierarchy of needs, and that lowest level of needs, the most important one is what we call psychological. And that is the four principles, basically three principles is food, water, and shelter, right? Food, water, shelter. You have to have those things. And shelter includes clothing, right? So when you're going through your initial things, you need to ask yourself very clearly, like, do I have enough food for at least 30 days? Do I have water for at least 30 days? Do I have a water filtration system? Is my food, do I have my shelter taken care of for at least 30 days? Which also means being aware that you're going to get, if you're renting, as an example, be aware of financial shifts and know what your rights are, because right now, as many have already learned, they've taken away that safe place where people were not having to pay rent forever in this fake pandemic. So a lot of the properties that you're on are at risk of being repossessed if the landowner isn't paying the bank. Just keep that in mind. That happened in 2008, by the way. And that was a really big deal because in one county, actually outside of Chicago, the sheriff put his foot down and said, you will not evict any more people in my county. Because what was happening is that the landlords weren't able to pay their rent or their mortgage. The banks were repossessing the buildings and then kicking people out. So the deal here is that we have to keep in mind is that everybody has to have a plan. That's critical, okay? You have to have a plan. You have to be prepared. That's where, depending on where you're at, some places, like if you're living in a solid community, you're solid with your house, that you want to bunker down. If you're living in an inner city in an apartment arrangement, you might want to get down as much as you can that you can stay there, but you also want to be ready to bug out. So one thing you don't want to do in any sort of crisis is run first. The first thing you do is hunker down and kind of hold the space and make sure you check everything before you do any crazy stuff, okay? So fortify your homes as much as possible with what you need. The security and safety needs are also important. That's the second level of Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And that's financial security, health and wellness, and keeping yourself in a situation where you're going to be trying to reduce your accidents and injury. Okay. I have a correction to make because I did make a mistake. I said those container ships were about a mile long. That's actually not true. They're about average container ships about 1,200 feet, which is about a fourth of a mile, roughly a quarter of a mile, but they're massive nonetheless. But you need to be in a place where you're looking at these basics. All right. Now, I can't answer all the questions of what you're going to need and what's best to do. But what I am going to do here is I'm going to read off some titles of books that I think everybody should have. Now, you may find ones you prefer better than others, and that's cool. But I'm going to just read off some titles of books that I think of the categories that I'm reading, every single person needs to have in their inventory. Now, there's a couple ways of doing that. I have told you, I believe in the book rather than the digital because I don't trust the digital, but some people may decide to buy the digital and put it on a separate PDF. I just don't want to take any risk of losing that knowledge. That's why it's in paper. All right. Whoa, check this out. The first one on my list, I'll bet you'll be shocked. It's the Bible. You need to have this with you at all times and on the top of your list. And it is one of those things that I would personally, there is one company, and I'm going to see if I can find it while we talk. I just thought about this. This is really kind of important. There's one company, and I have their Bible, that's why I say, that makes waterproof Bibles. And they're an American company. Let's see if I can find them right here. Here we go. I think this is it. Anyway, if you search, you'll find it. I'm not finding their brand right now, but here it is. It's called the Water. Well, what do you know? It's called the Waterproof Bible. Huh, that's amazing. Didn't even think that would be called that. It's they are a great. They have KJV and they have NIV and they have ESV. I have one. They're probably one of the best Bibles to carry at all times because they have waterproof pages. They've tested these pages, literally using the paper they use. They've literally tested it with a fire hose to see how long it would take it to degrade, and it basically doesn't. So it's an amazing Bible. So I would recommend right on the top of your list a waterproof Bible, okay? All right, so let's go to the next one here. I'm going to read out some titles. You're just going to have to take some notes, and I'll read them out slowly and reread them so you get them, all right? One of the books I would recommend that you have is called The Meat Eater Guide to Wilderness Skills and Survival. I'll say it again, The Meat Eater Guide to Wilderness Skills and Survival. This book is by Stephen Rinella, R-I-N-E-L-L-A, Stephen Rinella, R-I-N-L-L-A. This is an amazing book of backcountry wilderness survival. But the thing is, right off the very beginning, he gives a great breakdown of the sorts of things you should have in your basic first aid kit, your basic kit for your car, and your basic kit for your home. It's a great book to have. And it goes through in detail on many skills you're going to need for backcountry wilderness. It's kind of a bushcraft meets hunter meets survival experience person. Lots of basic skills in here that are really good to have. A lot of review on the different type of threats in the environment, like pests and snakes and things like that. Really good text. I would highly recommend it. It comes in a spiral bound. The copy I have is hardcover with spiral binding. Anytime you can get a book in spiral binding, I would highly recommend it for your stuff because it makes sure, it keeps the pages pretty clean. Okay. All right, here is another book. You've heard me talk about this book. I'm a big believer in this. This book is How to Grow More Vegetables, and then the title continues, and fruits and nuts and berries and grains and other crops. It's a long title, but it's How to Grow More Vegetables, and it's by John Jevons, J-O-H-N, can't even speak, J-E-A-V-O-N-S, J-E-A-V-O-N-S, Jevons, okay? This is the 9th edition, is their latest, all right? And this is done by 10 Speed Press. I say that because I don't think it's on. You have to search for that one. I bought it directly from their group because it was crazy expensive on Amazon. And yes, I'm not a big fan of Amazon, but for certain things, they're a really good resource for books. So anyway, also another good bookstore, independent, by the way, is Powell's Books in Portland, Oregon. They're a used bookstore. They're online. They have a lot of stuff. There's a few other ones in the country, but that's one of the biggest. It's an entire city block, 5 or 6 stories of books. It's amazing to go in there, in spite of the fact they're in Portland. But The fact is that it's a great bookstore, and you can get stuff online, many times finding books you wouldn't find other places. So, and again, so this book, How to Grow More Vegetables by John Jevons. Why? This is my fundamental Bible to gardening. He uses methods of, and you've heard me talk about this. This book is all about how to take a place that is like completely wasted. There's no topsoil. The soil is messed up. How to rejuvenate that soil very quickly, grow great crops, and ultimately be self-sustaining in a small space. It's called, they use a double dug raised bed method, which I'm a huge fan of, and they use high density planting. So they keep plants are very close to one another, so you keep moisture close to the ground and you reduce your amount of water that you need. That is a super, super important book. So I would highly recommend it. Okay, so here's another one. This is going to be just, we're going to go through these right now. I've got, this book and three more. These are just some of the top hits that I would put on my list to have as a minimum in your library. There's many, many more books, and I have more books in the library, but these are kind of my top hit ones, okay? This one is the SAS Survival Handbook by John Lofty Wiseman. Again, SAS Survival Handbook by John Lofty Wiseman. And this is the third edition. I'd really recommend this book. Again, this gets into a lot of amazing things. It's an overlap with that one I previously mentioned, but there's more detail as far as medical issues. There's some self-defense issues in here. There's some really good stuff on just survival in the wilderness in different types of environments. So great reference text to have. And remember, many of these are just reference texts that you're going to need, okay? Another one of my favorite books is Root Cellaring, Natural Cold Storage of Vegetables and Fruits or Fruits and Vegetables by Mike and Nancy Bubble, B-U-B-E-L. So Root Cellaring, Natural Cold Storage of Fruits and Vegetables, Mike and Nancy Bubble, B-U-B-E-L. This book is a hugely important reference in knowing how to store things without energy, without having to can, without having to dehydrate. It's just looking at the natural way in which root cellaring has been done to preserve fruits and vegetables over time through a winter. Very important reference book, kind of in the extremes of prepping, in my opinion. Okay. And then we have a health and wellness book that I think is really important. This is volume one. There's actually three volumes in this. Someone had asked me last night if I had a recommendation of an herbal health book. Well, this is it. The Earthwise Herbal is what it's called, and it's a complete guide to old world medicinal plants, volume one. And this is just a great base reference text to start to learn and understand herbalism. There's a volume two, which I believe is the new world plants, and then I can't remember what volume three is. I have all three. A good reference text for you there. And then you need to have something to make sure that you keep yourself fit. This text I'm going to say here is top of my list of any fitness text I've ever come across. And the reason is it's one of the most thorough and effective body weight systems, and it's called Convict Conditioning, How to Bust Free of All Weakness. And this is by Paul Coach Wade. So Convict Conditioning by Paul Coach Wade. I've used this system for quite a number of years. I'm a huge fan of it. It's easy to set up, a pretty basic gym. It'll cost you about $50 at most. Many of you may even have just the things around already. It's not going to cost you much. And that's a good thing right there. So those are some basic reference texts that I would put in there in your kit, and I'm sure that you can find many more. Some people will have preferences. Many things you can find online if you search in PDF form to save yourself money, and you can download those PDFs. I would download them. I would do two things. I would save them offline and download them, but if they were important to you, I would print them out as a PDF and bind them. So, again, the written text is going to become very, very important. So these kind of basic texts, and you'll notice in there, I didn't do anything like the one survival text I mentioned, which is Meat Eater Guide, gets into wilderness skills and hunting, which is why I like that skill. I like that set. The SAS Survival Handbook gets a lot more into the deeper first aid issues. The gardening book, which is really important for self-sustaining. We've got root cellaring, which complements your gardening root, your gardening issue, and the Earthwise Herbal, that book, which is a foundation to understanding herbalism, kind of gives you a guide on what you need to grow and the sorts of things you can do to keep yourself healthy if you don't have access to stuff out in the commercial world. And then, of course, the Bible, that's nice. That's kind of important, like a little bit major, because it provides you with everything you're going to need in terms of your philosophy, your set, and what you're going to need in the guidance for God. Our biggest part about all of this is not small. We have to keep our line with God. We have to keep that place and that solidity there. We cannot control what's going on, and we're not going to have that control. What you're going to have a control of is your body temple, and you're going to have a control of your physical space. But outside of that, you're not going to have a lot of control, okay? And so don't get, this is why I keep saying, I really don't spend a whole lot of time these days reading a lot of news. I mean, I do a headline skim. I pick up a few articles to kind of get the gist of what's going on, but I really try to keep myself more into that place of what can we do to affect change? What can we do to be strong? It's important because the more that you spend time in this, in their sort of narcissist evil space, everything they're doing right now is intended to keep you off base and raise you up and drop you down. So they're trying to put you through these emotional roller coasters. Case in point is this Facebook whistleblower. If you didn't hear this already, I mean, the first tell was the Facebook whistleblower came out, and literally within like 2 days, she's up in the front of Congress talking. Why is she talking? Why is Congress care so much about that, but it took Milley 2 months to get in front of Congress to testify about the debacle in Afghanistan. Well, I'll tell you why. She's given to the Democrat Party, I don't know, something like 30 plus times, and she's being advised by Obama's legal team. And what is the objective here? When you dig into what they're trying to do, they're trying to use her as she talks about the failures of Facebook, even though she had no touch with them, to make a unified internet rule across the country so that they can rope in the different groups that are breaking away from their control, like Gab with Andrew Torba and like Telegram and others that are starting to break away and do their own thing. They're trying to make this big sweep to make it illegal for everybody to do that, and they're using her. Okay, so she's just a con job. It was just an absolute con job. If you believe that outage was done by white hats, think again. It was all instrumented by one stupid play to get patriots all wound up, like the internet's going to go down, they're coming after it, and then they bring it back up. They probably cleaned out a ton of data. They reset stuff to protect their fiefdoms a little bit, and then they threw her out as if she had did this normal thing like be a whistleblower. She's no whistleblower. She's a con. And this is what you're seeing over and over. You really have to be careful. Be super, super careful about what you believe right now. And actually, I would say believe very little of what you read, no matter where you read it. Be highly skeptical and believe very little of what you see, because most of what you're witnessing right now is some form of deception. Okay? And we're seeing this all over the place. And it's just difficult to say who controls what or who's pulling what levers. So it's, in my opinion, it's not really worth worrying about that. Here's what we know. And I try to keep this focus before myself. And on this show, it will be a primary focus probably every night for the next 6 months to a year. Okay. What do we know? What we know is that right now we are approaching the debt ceiling, and that they did not raise the debt ceiling. They simply passed a measure to extend like 20 some billion dollars to keep government going. Why is that important? Because once we smack into the debt ceiling, and it doesn't matter if they do raise the debt ceiling, the whole issue is that we are getting to a point where they cannot produce enough revenue to pay the interest rate. Once that happens, we go into default. And it's going to happen because the fiat dollar, which is the deep state's dollar, has to die. And it's about ready to implode. Okay. At the same time, Evergrande, which is China's big company that they've used to build up tons of revenue, which has over $300 billion in liabilities, is also now expanding, meaning that contagion is growing. There were a number of other companies today that were not able to make their debt payments. And then it has come out today that China's been bearing trillions of dollars in debt underneath this to try to keep its economy propped up. Again, this all ties back to the bigger part of the financial issue, which is the derivative market, which is a completely invented, no tangible asset-based trading market where people, it was just a Ponzi scheme to get more money and make people more paper money. That's worth at least four quadrillion. And that whole thing is the big bubble that all these other avenues lead to, that when it hits, it's going to explode. It's a global contagion, and we're going to see it. I don't know if we're going to see it this month. I don't know if we're going to see it by the spring. I'm telling you, it's coming. There's no stopping it. There's no way they're going to avoid this. Okay? So we know that. We know that the injection is killing people. We know that the more that they push it, it's obvious that they're trying to kill more and more people or maim them. The injection is basically the bioweapon is functioning on two principles. And this is how you have to see it. The bioweapon that they're giving people. First, they had SARS-CoV-2, whatever, and they created a fake pandemic. Well, there is an engineered virus part of this, and the thing about that engineered virus is that it was capable of killing off people that had already compromised immune systems. You'll notice in the early days, you remember that it was usually people with two or three other complicated conditions that would wipe them out. For the deep state, this is beautiful because they're wiping out the weak. They want them out of the way first, which they've done. They've been doing, well, I don't say they've done, but they've done an effective job of neutralizing that. Then they introduce, through that fear that they've created through the media, they introduce the injection. The injection comes in, they inject people, and wave two comes. And between the first and the second injection, that is another culling of human race. So those people that can't handle the injection, they're dead. Okay, mark another one up for the bad guys. Every time they give another injection, it's another step down that rabbit hole of where they're taking people, which is the transhuman agenda. You've heard me talk about this for over a year and a half. They are literally culling out the weak and finding the body types that are going to be able to withstand increasingly more and more of this injectable material, which includes nanotech, hydrogel, it includes graphene, it includes the spike proteins, it includes all of these other substances that are in the body and literally changing the body, with a key piece being mRNA, which doesn't just sit there. Not only does it go to every one of your cells with it across the body and then help generate trillions of spike proteins, but now we know that the mRNA is converting into DNA and rewriting the genetic code of people. People are no longer human. They are now transhuman. Anybody that's taken that shot. And the more that they take, the farther down that rabbit hole they go. Okay? So, as they transition away from humanity, you're seeing a harvest happening right before our very eyes. We can call it the bifurcated world. We can call it the Luciferian harvest, whatever you want to call it. They are literally culling out, killing what people that are too weak to withstand their agenda. They hate the people that are refusing it because they can't control us. They can't monitor us. And we are also vocal to wake the others up, which they can't stand us. So they truly have a hatred for us, because those that are complying are slowly and steadily becoming the willful slaves for their future. Okay? And we know this. This isn't conspiracy. We know this. All right? So we know there's a financial contagion coming. We know that there is this attack on humanity that's being waged across the entire globe using a bioweapon. We know that our government is now a tyrannical entity that is the agent for Big Pharma to impose whatever is needed to try to shut people up and do what is necessary to intimidate the American public so that they can continue with their agenda. That includes the Department of Defense, the FBI, the CIA, NSA, IRS, you name the agency, they're all involved. We know this. So our government is not our friend. We know this for a fact. We know that they are doing everything they can to wipe out the the Christian-based population of America and replace it with Muslims and people coming across the border, many Haitians, which I don't even want to get into whatever the heck their religion is, because most of it's voodoo. So it's crazy stuff. Okay, so you can see where that's going. Plus, they're trying to do everything they can to increase human sex trafficking. We know that trafficking of body parts, the sacrificing of children, abortion, it's all part of their master plan to constantly create pain across the human sphere and keep people locked into their control. And we can go on. These are facts that we know. What we don't know by any means is if there is some contingent sitting over here on the side with their silver shields and their white horses going to race in and save the day. If you're waiting for that, you're out of the game. Because this fight is not going to be won by sitting on your butt and waiting for somebody to save you. This fight is going to be won by us saving ourselves. And historically, we are in a critical point that probably hasn't been seen since the Bronze Age, when everything in the world that was known in the world at that time fell apart, except this is like 100 times bigger. All of this is coming down, and the deep state's doing everything it can because it's trying to show you that it's in power. It's not in power. It's intimidating people because it's losing power. And it's threatening because it's losing power. So they've lost control of the narrative, which was their big weapon. They've lost control of the ability to get people to comply to their injection process, their bioweapon, because that was part of the plan to cull out the people and to kill many so that as they continued and finalized their pilfering and rape of the world and its resources and financial institutions, that people would all be dropping dead from this mystery pandemic, which was all coming from the damn shot, and no one would protest. And by the way, that's where the election fraud comes in, because then they're able to say, well, look, we already have everybody in place. Da-da-da-da, we won. The first attack has always been the depopulation of the Western world. Okay. And now they're getting ready to launch something new, which will probably be like some new chicken virus in China. And they're going to make some big stink about it, about how it's going to come over here and kill a bunch of people, which is all done to cover what they're calling is the Delta variant, which is actually people that have been injected that are ending up in the hospital and dying. 87% of the people in Vermont, that's the state with the highest level of vaccination of anywhere in the country. According to the CDC, Vermont has 67% of its population have been injected. In the hospitals right now, over, if you're the elderly, 100% of the elderly that have COVID right now have had the injection. If you are under 55, in like 30 to 55, it's about 85%. And there's about 30 to 40% of the cases in the age between 18 and 30. That's rough numbers. Okay, but that's pretty accurate. They are having a massive spike in COVID, and it's the most vaccinated state in the union, followed by Massachusetts and Connecticut, both, all three of which were the highest vaccination of anywhere in the nation. We know this story. We've been talking about it. We're aware of it. We know it's coming. This whole thing is unwinding, and people are literally dying, and they're using that as a cover to point to those that are uninjected, that have not taken the bioweapon, to try to keep everything distracted so they can continue their rape and pillage of the earth. All right, where does all that lead? Oh, one other big one. We know that power resources, which is a commodity, are being not only purchased, but being hoarded by huge investors. Okay, so what we're looking at here is the arrival of dark winter. It is here. Between death and lack of power and lack of supply chains, which include food. We also know that food is being intentionally destroyed. All of those things are facts. So your preparation needs to be built around that. You need to make sure you have food. You need to make sure you have shelter. You need to make sure that you have heat that's going to be independent of the main grid. Now, what does that mean? If you're living in an apartment, that's a bit of a challenge. So this is something I wanted to throw out the other night, but I'll just put it out here real quick. If you live in a house or an apartment where you do not have the option of any sort of other heating system other than what's on the grid, like electrical or gas, in a time when resources are being sold and traded, and ultimately there's going to be a lot of resource shortage, let me put it this way. I anticipate a lot of resource shortage over this winter, get yourself a tent or get yourself a tarp and get yourself some emergency blankets, and you can line the tent either on top or underneath. It's a tent. You can put it over the top. You can do the same with a tarp. Get yourself a good sleeping bag and a sleeping pad. Make sure you've got mittens, a hat, and some flannels to wear pajamas. And then once you get inside that, you can set that up inside your house and you can heat yourself with a candle. I'm serious. Just don't burn the thing down, please. You can heat yourself with a candle. So if you do this, this is like snow survival, literally. If you go into the snow, a snow cold environment, like an igloo even, no matter where you are, if you dig in a cave, the whole thing about the snow survival is to get under the snow and then build a shelf where you can put your sleeping bag with a mat there, and then you can use a single candle to keep yourself warm. These are methods. This is why I pointed out to some of these survival, one of these survival books, to go through this and to start preparing. I just saw somebody write, oh my goodness, this is overwhelming. Patriots, this is real. We've been talking about this. If you've been anywhere near the movement, we've been talking about this for 10 years. So we're now down to kind of like, oh, guess what? We're 20 yards in goal, or 10 yards in goal, or whatever. Okay. I'm sorry if it's overwhelming for some. This is not new, and I'm not playing around. And if you're overwhelmed, listen to this again and get busy. That's all I'm going to tell you. Okay. You have to be focused, and you've got to take the initiative, because no one's going to do it for you. So it is absolutely essential that is you understand that we are now at game time. We're here. All right. We've been talking about this over and over. I've gone through the county by county program repeatedly. I've told you since Bard's Fest, that's been the focus and will be the focus going forward. There's no more time to play. Okay. You have to start with the fundamental basics. If you have not been doing any sort of preps, okay. But you better go to the basics. Do you have 30 days worth of food? Do you have an ability to keep yourself warm if the power goes out? Those are fundamentals. Do you have an ability to have water? Have you stored enough water? Do you have a water filter to make sure that you can get potable water? These are basics. And you have to start from the basics before you move out. But it's a mindset. And you can get to the mindset by spending some time every day on the internet reading about prepping, reading about getting yourself ready for emergencies. The Red Cross actually has some really good stuff on their website. Okay. There's plenty of resources out there, but there's no more playing around. And this is where I have to say that the community here in BDAD, the BDAD community needs to support each other. I know you do, but I'm just saying this. You need to share information. You need to encourage people, and you need to keep this going. Now, I did just read this. Our mod, Nikki Knight, just put this up here, and I absolutely agree with this, and I didn't mention this. Make sure you've got a copy not only of the Bible, but the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. You need that. And it's not just for the edifice of reading it. That is really going to be one of your fundamental documents to hold your rights as this thing gets crazy, okay? So keep moving on this. This is an important time, and what's going to come here in the next 2 days are, again, some reinforcements of this in different ways. For your own health stuff, really important things here, okay? I'm just going to go through this as we kind of wrap this down. Make sure you have a nebulizer, okay? If you can get one, because they seem to be getting harder to get. I don't know, but I'm not going to be surprised. And you need a nebulizer. A nebulizer, the recommended for nebulizer is 7 parts household hydrogen peroxide. That's like 3% mixed with 1 part of, I'm sorry, other way around. I just did this wrong. 7 parts saline with 1 part household hydrogen peroxide and 1 drop of iodine. Okay. And getting that into that is one of the things you can do almost on a daily basis. If you're out and about people, especially if you're around Vax people, it helps clean out your nasal and it helps boost up your lungs to clean them out. Okay. Important to have. You should have a way to, you can get these things cheap online. You can get something to measure your oxygen level, to measure your pulse, and a way to measure your blood pressure. Why is that important? Because if you need assistance and you're going to do a telemed or you're going to have some nurse comes in to help you, if you have those things, you're going to be able to monitor your own health. This is important that you take care of yourself here. You have to get away from the idea of reliance on other people. Okay. Then we have your basics of your supplements. Vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc. Those are some of your basics, all right? Add an omega in there, which is a really good idea, which is like a fish oil, which is another real important idea. Other people add other stuff. There's a lot of different options out there. Those are your basics. The other one I would try to get a hold of is NAC. NAC. It is a great product, harder and harder to get hold of. It helps heal your lungs, okay? Make sure that you are getting away from the processed American diet. You need to take responsibility for what's going in your body. That's why I keep emphasizing growing food and getting that going, but also making sure you really pay attention to where you're buying your food. Food is a weapon. I can't understate that enough. Food is a weapon. So make sure you're buying as much as you can through healthy sources. Okay? You also need to have some form of an exercise. Some form of an exercise program going on, okay? Some form of an exercise program. Walking, spinning on a bike, doing weights, whatever. But the whole point is you need to do this on a daily basis. These are all fundamental things to keep your body strong. And then as you get these fundamentals in place, whatever else, if you can afford or not afford products like this, or working with a neighborhood or finding somebody in your community that has one, find out if somebody has a barometric or a hyperbaric chamber. Find out if somebody has an IR sauna. Okay, those are two big issues that come to play. Find out if somebody has an oxygen generator. Why are these things important? Because all of these things can help you if you get sick and keep you away from the hospital. The hospital system is imploding. It is going to crumble away. It will not be anything like what you see today. And that is going to happen. I'm using other doctors' predictions. They're saying within 6 months, it's all going to be just in shambles. It's already there pretty much. Okay. Now, one other thing for your household, you have to think about this. How much stuff do you rely on? Having a small portable generator, by the way, a great brand to look at is Champion. They're American designed and engineered. They have a great warranty. They're very reliable and they're not super expensive. You can find them on a bunch of different places. Home Depot has them. Amazon has them. Champion. And they're dual fuel. So they'll use propane and they'll use gas. Okay. So I'm just giving you a bunch of stuff to be considering. All right. This is super important to look at these things. You're not going to be, no matter how prepared you are, you're not going to be prepared enough. Because this thing that's coming right now, and I'm, like I said, I do not play this sky is falling narrative. I am telling you everything that we're looking at with all the facts, this thing is literally going to be biblical. And when it comes crushing down, it's going to be like nothing we've ever imagined. There was a post today, and it's just, I think it just summed it up for me in so many ways. And it was on Telegram. And it was posted by, I don't even know who this person is. It doesn't matter. It's just what was said just kind of summed it up. And it was posted by Quan Galt, which is a play on John Galt. So Quan Galt, all right? And he says, remember your role, Anons, comfort and guide. And then it's followed by this statement, the enormity of what is coming will shock the world. Pray. I'm telling you, this is every indicator I've ever seen is in play. And it is not a time to be afraid. It is a time to anchor ourselves stronger in our faith, to get closer to God, and to prepare and keep yourself in a mindset of being prepared. It never stops. But when you ignore this and go along with it like, oh, it's not going to happen, it's not really a war, it is a war. The bodies are falling. You just aren't seeing them in the streets with snipers and tanks and guns. They are waging a war on each and every one of us. So it is real. There's tons of knowledge in the Patriot community, enormous amounts of knowledge. Some people are big into ham radio. Some people are big into home defense. Some people are big into gardening and prepping. And we have amazing followers, amazing groups in Telegram. We've got great chats here. And as we migrate, beginning later this week, over to Cloud Hub, you're going to have those resources there. But you also have to take the initiative to get the things in your home and do that. I think Eric Naputi said it best today. There's all sorts of knowledge out there. We're giving you knowledge on these podcasts. The Patriots are sharing knowledge. But when you take that knowledge and apply it, that's when it becomes wisdom. So don't just sit on it and say, oh, that's a good idea for another day. Get busy. Can't stress it enough. I'll tell you what, if we are here a year from now and nothing's happened and everything blows over and we're all happy and celebrating victory and you never had to use any of your preps, I'll openly say I was wrong and I'm happy I was wrong. But here's the thing. I know I'm not. Okay? That's the bottom line. This is coming. And so I'm really encouraged. There are people here I've seen tonight. They're a little bit, getting a little bit hyped up. Don't get hyped up. Rely on your fellow Patriots. We have great communities here, great exchanges. Make sure you're involved in the BDAD and Bard's Telegram spaces. Get involved there. Ask questions. Asking questions and then being able to make a plan to move forward will keep you focused. Do not get wrapped up in anxiety. Don't get wrapped up in fear. Do something. That's the biggest piece. When we do nothing and we start thinking about it, our minds go crazy. Make a list every day of what you need to accomplish. Go about getting that list done and always include research and always include prayer in your day. It's that simple. And we keep going because in the end, we're going to win, right? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time and we thank you for the insights that you provide, the blessings you give, and the strength you give us through faith and prayer. Lord, in this time, we pray for the many patriots in different places and different levels of knowledge that we, as we have you in our heart, we can continue to work together to strengthen the entire group. We are as strong as our weakest link, and we need to raise everybody up. We need to alleviate fear. We need to get people anchored truly in the true trust in you, Lord. And we need to come together as a strong remnant to be able to withstand this storm and stand together. So we pray, Lord, for the trust and the linkages that can continue to be built, the fellowship that we're continuing to grow, to expand that out, and to be there for one another. We become those key agents, Lord, as we know you intended, that we are going to be able to help our local communities, stabilize our local communities, and give hope to what will be a very dark time. But we have never lived in darkness as long as we have you in our heart. So Lord, please guide us. Keep us clear in our head, eyes to see, ears to hear, and let us never forget what was done for us that was greater than anything we could ever give. And that was the sacrifice of your Son, the sacrifice of Christ Jesus to give us hope and to give us everlasting life. So Lord, we thank you and we say these things in Christ's name. Amen. No fear, patriots. Fear is for weak. Fear is for nonsense. It truly is. Action is what wins wars. And good training, good preparation is what ensures victories in wars. Okay? We have time. You're not out of time. If we were out of time, I'd be screaming like, oh, tomorrow, look out. We're not doing that. And it's not going to happen tomorrow. It's not the way this thing works. It's too big. It's going to unwind over the next 3 to 6 months. And it's going to increasingly get more crazy. And it probably will continue to unwind for the next 3 years. But right now, we're in this very critical window when you still have access to things. It's pretty easy to move around the internet. It's pretty easy to move out locally. And that's why this is so important that this month, which is literally Red October, it's already begun. We have to keep moving and do everything we can to get ourselves well prepared by the end of the month. I don't know where we're going to be in November, December. I don't have a crystal ball. But I know I'm not going into the next few months without being strongly prepared, as we see energy blackouts already happening and we're heading into what will be a cold winter. So be smart. Be responsible. Be a warrior. Take charge of your life. Take charge of the actions and lead your household. And if you need help, rely on your fellow warriors, your fellow patriots. It'll be there, because that's what makes us great. That's what makes us unique, both as a country and as Christians and as fellow patriots. And we're not just limited here, because there's other patriots around the world, okay? So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil, never relent, always press into the fight. This is an amazing time, and there's great wisdom to learn, even if we trust in prayer. There's great things that we can bring into our life. It's fantastic, okay? But keep focused. It's so important. God is with us. He never forsakes us. The only issue we ever have is when we doubt God. Don't doubt God. The more we go down this path, dig deeper into the trust in God. That's what keeps us centered. Okay? In the end, God wins. But the most amazing part is God has us here with him, and all the, and even the new people that are coming into these chats, you're part of this. God trusts you. You're here now in this time. So understand that. That fundamental piece should give you strength, power, and encouragement, no matter how dark it gets. We have all of this amazing group here to bring the people through this. And we literally are here and prepared for such a time as this. So don't buckle your knees. Only bow to pray, ask for repentance, and stand back up and fight like a beast. Remember, David stood before Goliath and threw a rock and crushed that giant. And each one of us carries that type of stone, as long as we keep our focus on what we're doing. Okay? And just because of the nature of this discussion tonight, lots of people in chat, I'm going to leave chat open for about 45 minutes to an hour. So you can continue to talk and exchange ideas if that's helpful. So, and then tonight I'll be back, obviously, for Fishers of Men at 9 p.m. Pacific. So until then, or until the next time, thank you all. God bless. And out for now.
We shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
Every thoughtful citizen who despairs of war and wishes to bring peace should begin by looking inward, by examining his own attitude towards the possibilities of peace. Too many of us think it is impossible. Too many think it is unreal. But that is a dangerous, defeatist belief. It leads to the conclusion that war is inevitable, that mankind is doomed, that we are gripped by forces we cannot control. We need not accept that view. Our problems are man-made, therefore they can be solved by man, and man can be as big as he wants. No problem of human destiny is beyond human beings. Man's reason and spirit have often solved the seemingly unsolvable, and we believe they can do it again. Surely the opening vistas of space promise high costs and hardships, as well as high reward. So it is not surprising that some would have us stay where we are a little longer, to rest, to wait. But this city of Houston, this state of Texas, this country of the United States was not built by those who waited and rested and wished to look behind them. This country was conquered by those who move forward, and so will space. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept.
The energy, the faith, the devotion which we bring to this endeavor will light our country and all who serve it. And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Has waited thousands of years to show its face. It has only one intent, to destroy God's light and to enslave. It has no scruples. It has no rules but one, to win at any cost. But we will never bow, for we are the remnant that will hold the line. This is war. We fight. Push. We climb. We never give in. We become the nightmare that evil didn't know could exist. We pray. We stand. We live by the words, "In God we trust." We fear nothing. We are the light that can never be extinguished. We are patriots. We are the digital army that will help deliver God's wrath.